Now, let's look forward to the Donegal Sports Star of the Year Awards. They take place on Friday, the 30th of January. And joining me in studio to look forward to them is Declan Kerr, the PRO and a committee member of the Sports Star of the Year Awards Committee. Declan, the 39th running of these awards, which is a statement in itself.
Absolutely, Chris, when you think we're going having a milestone next year with the 40th. So it's been a remarkable 39 years going back to when it started in 1976. All those years, all those winners, it's been a remarkable achievement to keep it going. And certainly over the last number of years, it's been a great success for the organising committee. And we're hoping again that the 39th awards now at the end of January, the 30th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel, will be a similar success for us. And of course, we're delighted again that the Donegal County Council are our main sponsors as we head into the last couple of weeks. And of course, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks with a lot of interest, obviously, with so many nominees and tickets and everything else. So we're just letting people know as well that the tickets are now available from the Mount Errigal Hotel, and you can contact the hotel there on 9106700. That's €25 for adults and €15 for primary school children.
Now, I think anybody who has attended the awards during the years, one of the things that strikes you is a lot of the people, we know the household names in sport, but particularly the minority sports, there are some tremendous achievements every year. And once again, we see this in the nominations and categories, 167 nominations, 41 categories. It's a great spread of many sports.
Absolutely, Chris, and like we're delighted. I suppose we always, in Donegal, we always talk about the headline sports like GAA and soccer and athletics. But I mean, there's so much going on in Donegal, and it's great to recognise those minority sports in the Donegal Sports Star Awards. And it's the one opportunity in the year for the various different sports to come together under the one roof, to socialise, to enjoy a good night, and also to look forward then and the speculation on who's going to win the various categories and, of course, who will get the overall award. But yes, Chris, that is a very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, is recognising the minority sports. And there is some remarkable achievements there. And, of course, the other aspect to our awards is the schools, which is always a very, very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, the primary and secondary schools, both boys, girls, and the schools themselves and the teachers are all very important to us. And that's one of the reasons that Donegal County Council got involved in the first place that they got involved with the schools, but after a number of years they took over as the overall sponsor, and they're delighted to be involved with us, and we're delighted with their support, and we're just looking forward now to another good night in the Mount Errigal Hotel.
Now, when you look at all the awards in some of the categories, Declan, it's very, very difficult to choose a winner because people have tremendous achievements, and then there are another number of categories where we do actually know who are getting the awards. You might tell us a little bit about
absolutely.
That.
Yes, absolutely. There's just five nominees from all the out of the 167 that the names that are published this week in the local media, just five know that they're going to get awards. They are in the Hall of Fame. It's James McLaughlin from the Burt Club there, who's done tremendous work over the years in promoting and developing hurling, been involved there for a long, long number of years, and he's a most deserving recipient of that award. A new category for us this year is Mind Games, and that's going to a man from Buncrana, John Joe McGee, for his success in drafts. And then the another man that, of course, needs no introduction to us here in Donegal, he's been an absolutely outstanding player in England over the last couple of years, Seamus Coleman. He's going to get the Professional Achievement Award. It'll actually be the third time that Seamus Coleman has got an award from the Donegal Sports Stars. He got a couple of awards when he was one with Kelly Beggs, and one just exactly on the year that he went over to Everton, that month that he signed for Everton, he actually picked up an award that year as well. So it's the third time that Seamus will be recognised by us. Another very, very deserving recipient will be Noel O'Donnell in the para-athlete category. Noel has represented his country 50 times now, and it's a great honour for the Bonagee Club, who he plays with there, both in the Ulster Senior League and the Donegal Junior League. And Noel's achievement in reaching those 50 caps was also recognised by the FEI earlier in the year at their annual awards. And the fifth person there is Kieran Murray, from near Remelton. Kieran was at the Transplant Games out in Poland in August, and he won 3 gold medals and a bronze medal. So Kieran Murray is going to get the Transplant Athlete Award on Friday, the 30th of January at our awards.
Now, the nominations, we have a lot of individual categories ranging from athletics to boxing and rugby. And over the years, Declan, some categories have been there and then they might have slipped out for a couple of years and then they come back. And that's been the case again this year.
Absolutely, Chris. I suppose there is years where certain sports, there's no headline achievements and they're left out maybe for a year or two. They come back in again. They're never away for too long, Chris, but yeah, that's true. But in general, when you see 41 categories, there are not too many missing.
And we have this year powerlifting back after a spell out of it. And we indeed had a former overall Donegal Sports Star Award from this category.
Yeah, remarkably, Chris, in 1990 and 1991, two successful years, Billy Bourne from Buncrana won the overall award for his achievements in weightlifting. So there's two nominees this year in the powerlifting, and they are Maria McShane and Mick Coleman. And another category, Chris, that wouldn't be very familiar to us here in Donegal in terms of the Donegal Sports Star Awards is sailing. And we have two nominees this year, Richie Fearn and Sian McCarter, both over there from the Fáil and Buncrana area. Both had great success during 2014. And a new category for us this year, Chris, is the Young Sports Person of the Year. We have four nominees here: John Kelly from the Finn Valley Club, Carol Griffin of UCD and formerly of Tyrconnell AC, Rachel Dara of Rafoe Badminton Club, and Ryan McHugh of Kilcare. This is a category, Chris, that we introduced this year because we felt that there was a vacuum there between schools. There's a lot of young people at school. A lot of achievements, but a lot of their achievements weren't actually during or representing their school. So we felt that there was room to introduce this category. And I think we have four very good nominees there for that category. And John Kelly, Carol Griffin, Rachel Dara and Ryan McHugh.
Now, some of the nominations I mentioned, the volume, I think the team award, for example, 11 or 12, something like that. When you take all the people involved there, it's a huge number of people, and that's certainly always one of the most competitive areas.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a huge amount of success in terms of teams this year, Chris, and as you can see by the list of teams nominated there, it's not going to be easy. I mean, I'm not going to name any of them here specifically, but I mean, it's going to be a very difficult task for the judging committee just to pick out a winner there, because quite a number of them have had a number of outstanding national successes this year.
Now, there's a number of much sought-after awards, not least the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award.
Absolutely. This is a very, very special award in memory of the late Brendan McDade, who was one of the founders of the Donegal Sports Star Awards. Last year, that went to the Mount Everest climber, Jason Black, and that's the level of or caliber of candidate that we'll be looking for this year. And no doubt, looking at the nominees there in different categories, we'll certainly have a winner there and a very worthy recipient of the Brendan McDade Special Achievement Award.
And as always, the night concludes with the announcement of the overall winner.
Absolutely, that's the end game at the end of the function. And Jason Quigley is the reigning Donegal Sports Star Award holder. In the last couple of years, we've had the likes of Carol Lacey, Jim Doherty, Yvonne McMoneagle and Willie McLaughlin. And it's a much sought after award. It's a great honour to be, to get the Donegal Sports Star Overall Award. And certainly there's certainly more than a handful of nominees there that will be in and certainly in the running for that award.
And finally, Declan, just the ticket details again.
Yes, Chris, the tickets are available now from the Mount Errigal Hotel, and you can contact the hotel there on 9106700. That's 9106700. Tickets available now from the Mount Errigal Hotel. And again, the awards themselves take place on Friday, January the 30th in the Mount Errigal Hotel.